Do you want to know the truth? Or do you just want to feel good? Here's Gruber, fierce and fearless.
All right, continuing on the conversation. Good to have you here. What do you got for shopping days left until Christmas? Let's see, we got six. And you need to get on it. And if you're traveling, if you're traveling, you're going to be in a crowded position. A record travel this holiday season. I'll be part of that crowd briefly. You know, that's the way it is. You go see friends, you go see family, you go, you know, Yuletide and all that happiness, right? I want to read to you now something that bothers me from Dan Kildee, the Democratic congressman from Michigan's 5th Congressional District. And Dan and I, we get along pretty well. He's on the program fairly regularly. And so we get press releases from Kildee all the time, pretty much daily, I'd say. And I get a press release here from Kildee attacking Donald Trump because he promised to save American workers and said he's tweeting and helping the rich instead. At an October 2016 campaign rally in Warren, Michigan, then-candidate Donald Trump promised that not one plant would be lost on his watch. Now, just 2 years later, General Motors says it plans to close 5 manufacturing plants and lay off up to 14,000 workers. Now, in fairness, that's true. That was said. But in real fairness, the way the General Motors bailout was handled was botched, in my estimation. The proper thing to have done would have been to let General Motors go through the process of bankruptcy like every other company would, go through the process of prioritizing creditors, realigning their credit, renegotiating their deals, and getting themselves back on good footing, because they would have come out in the argument of just about every economist and every expert in the auto industry I've talked to. It was nearly unanimous that if General Motors had gone through Chapter 11 bankruptcy like any other corporation, they would have come out in stronger financial condition. They would have been in better shape. But instead, we intervened. The government did, gave money. And a lot of people were hurt by that you never hear about. For example, people that were stockholders in General Motors prior to the bailout, to the collapse and the bailout. And I know of a couple that had the vast majority of their retirement savings were in General Motors, in General Motors shares. A lot of those shares paid off at 10 cents on the dollar, meaning their retirement savings was, by and large, wiped out. If General Motors had gone through bankruptcy like other corporations, it may have been a bit better. Not perfect, but better. Then, as you know, the American government sold off what was left of the GM stock, lost $11.3 billion on that deal. And what did we get out of it? Not much. Meanwhile, here in Michigan, General Motors continues to benefit from billions of dollars of tax incentives and special gifts from state and local governments. Even though they're closing plants, they still qualify for these tax write-offs and these benefits. And so I think it's for Congressman Kildee to blame Donald Trump for the failures at General Motors and the failures of the Obama administration. By the way, Dan Kildee supported that bailout that was ill-advised then, is ill-advised now. Going back to Kildee's press release, these manufacturing layoffs show two things. First, the president made promises to the American people that he has not kept. Please. Dan, that's a bit rich and a bit of, I mean, he doesn't have control over General Motors finances or what they've done. And second, his administration's economic policies have overwhelmingly benefited the biggest corporations and the richest people, not the American worker, which is also not true. Unemployment in America is at a 50-year low. 3.7%. Wages are up 3.1%. That's the first time we've seen wage increases in America in a decade. So this is bunk. When Donald Trump signed the Republican tax bill into law, he promised that businesses like General Motors would use their huge corporate tax cuts to improve the lives of American workers. Many did. Many did. Corporations got their fair share. The Republican tax plan has already saved General Motors over $150 million. The company has also earned more than $50 billion in gross profits over the last 3 years. Gross profits, I should point out. Nevertheless, General Motors now shutting down U.S. manufacturing plants, moving car production and American jobs overseas. All true. All true. It's also made America a hell of a lot more competitive by bringing the corporate tax rate to 21% from 35%. It's brought an influx of business. It's brought money home from overseas. But corporations are not required to spend their money in any particular way. When they're required to spend money in a particular way, we call that communism and central planning. No good, and it's not what we support. And the idea that somehow only the corporate... This idea, this is what I don't like about this. The next time Dan Kildee's on, I'm going to call him out on this. The idea that the companies are the enemy in America, demonize companies, demonize big successful companies. Any big company is the enemy. That's the mindset of the left. Big company, well, except, of course, for companies like Apple and Google that can get away with anything they want. Those companies, which actually do real damage and infiltrate your data and manipulate your data and manipulate what you think and see and hear and squash free speech, those companies are apparently okay. But other companies that do well, certainly those that put gasoline in the cars, are big enemies. Weird, isn't it, how the auto industry is our big friend and we must protect car manufacturers and save them? But the companies that make the fuel that go in the cars, they're the enemy. Think about that for a second. Let that sink in. BP and Exxon and those companies are the enemy. They're creating the end of the world, global warming, destruction of the planet. And yet the companies that build the cars that accept the fuel, man, we got to look out for those guys. We got to protect those companies. Do you see the disconnect there at any rate? Congressman Kildee, I'll just say this. You're off the mark on this one. You're just way off the mark on this one. He's also complaining that Donald Trump is going to end the electric vehicle tax credits. He should. Those vehicles pay nothing to use our roadways. Those vehicles lose money every time they're sold. Those vehicles create battery packs that have to go into landfills that have heavy metal contaminants and poison that goes into our ground. He should end those tax breaks for electric vehicles. Now, there's new generations coming, I realize, which will improve all of the things I just talked about. But those vehicles should be forced to compete in the same place everyone else competes, and that's in the marketplace. And let the free market decide what consumers want, what's best, what works best, and how things will play out in the end. And do not use taxpayer dollars to bail out big corporations. Everyone else, the little guy that you're so worried about, Dan, has to follow the rules. The big guy should too. 41 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids, enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS, or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to greatlakesjc.org. That's greatlakesjc.org. greatlakesjc.org.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.